Big Jim's house.
Hey, good morning, and welcome into Big Jim's house. It's Ryan. Big Jim has the day off, so we're taking you through the show. Angie's in here with me. Hi, Angie. We are going to get to reeling in the years coming up, but first, I wanted to get to this. We were talking about it last week. It's the gator. People are finding a gator or seeing a gator in the Clinton River, or at least that's what they think it is. They went out there to investigate. Channel 4 was out there. We played that clip back last week. They couldn't find anything. If you want to see the story and see the news report and see for yourself, is it a gator in the Clinton River? Just text the keyword gator to 248-398-9279. But it got us to talk about strange pets. I know I mentioned my brother had piranhas when we were growing up. And you guys called in with just some amazing stories about strange pets. And Bob and Linda, I want to get to their calls from last week because, man, I don't know. Bob, not a good idea to have gators in your house. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? I was at a buddy's house, and he had a 2.5-foot caiman, and he was cleaning his cage, and he had the mesh gloves, you know, to handle the caiman.
Yeah.
And he accidentally dropped it, and my brother leaped like 7 steps because the caiman started chasing him.
So what's a caiman again? Is that like a lizard?
No.
No, it's a breed of alligator, a real small
what?
One.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what he got rid of it. I don't know what he did with it, but yeah, it was pretty scary. He chased right up the stairs.
Caiman. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, technically, I may owe Ryan $5 now.
Damn, I think it. That counts. These things are the vicious ones, too. These are supposed to be, like, more vicious than regular crocs and gators.
Well, that makes makes the most idea for a pet. Yeah, go pick the meanest alligator or crocodile you can find. All right, Bob. We appreciate you, buddy. Have a good morning, man.
All right. You too. See ya.
Linda in Detroit, what you got for us?
Yes, I live in Kingston, Michigan. That's an hour north of the palace.
Yeah.
Some years ago, in my community, it's called Shea Lake, there was a gator that escaped from one of its owners and was in the lake itself.
So the gator got out and then jumped in the lake. Did they ever get it?
Yes, they did. Animal control got it.
Okay.
Well, it actually escaped its pen and then it went into, it's called Shea Lake, and then Animal Control got it. But, yes, they are around.
Okay. So there could be. All right. Well, now I definitely owe Ryan $5 there. Hey, Linda, we appreciate you having us on in the morning. Thank you.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, so there it is. We got strange animals in Detroit. People love their strange animals. Once again, if you want to check out the story, just send us the keyword gator to 248-398-9279.
Big Jim's house.
Hey, good morning. Welcome into Big Jim's house. Hope everybody's off to a great start on Monday. If it sounds a little different, it's because I'm in here by myself today. Well, not by myself. I got Angie. Angie's always in here working hard for me. Big Jim's off today, so I'll be taking you through the show up till 10 o'clock when Donnie comes in. But I wanted to talk about this because I'm laughing over the weekend once again of the pulled over pooper, I'm calling her. Keyword poop. Poop, if you want to see the story. Just text the keyword poop, 248-398-9279. See, I can't even say it without giggling. But this was the lady who got pulled over, all caught on the dash cam, and, you know, just said she really had to go to the bathroom. But then they found out she had a ton of warrants, so obviously she didn't get to go home. She had to go right to jail. Hopefully they allowed her to go to the bathroom when she got there. But we were taking your phone calls on ways that you got out of tickets. We got a lot of great phone calls, but here's one of them.
Everybody, George, what's going on in 313?
Hey, I got out of a ticket once. I was, it's kind of a long story. You want to hear the whole thing?
Yeah, the bridge version. Go for it.
All right, we did four slammers for last call, and we went out in the parking lot, and I had two friends that were not drinking and would not drive. So I go, that's it. I'm killing us. So I started driving down the left side of the road, playing chicken with every car, and I ran a cop into the ditch. So he caught me within a mile. I was been out running, but he caught me. So I pull over, and he beat the crap out of me. Smashed my face into the cage several times. And I was I'm going to jail. He pulled me back out of the car because he got another call and let me go.
Come on.
No way. That's like a movie.
George.
I know.
Are you serious? You're
true story. Yeah.
I'm gonna say those three words. Swear to God. You swear to God?
I swear to God.
Okay, well, Please don't drink and drive. Really anybody listening, don't drink and drive, man, obviously. But, damn, yeah, that's a crazy story, man.
Oh, it was 19.
Yeah, young and stupid. All right, brother. Yeah. Hey, George, good to have you listening in the morning, man. We appreciate you.
All right.
Now, obviously, we don't condone drinking and driving, but, man, what a story that is. Just let him go because he got another call. You can catch up on this story. Just send us the keyword poop. That's poop. The 248-398-9279. And, hey, if you got any good stories about getting out of tickets, give us a call.
Big Jim's house.
It's Ryan sitting in for Jim. He is out today, but we got a lot to get to. And the Gettysburg ghost story. We were talking about it last week. Keyword ghost, if you want to check it out. Keyword ghost, 248-398-9279. Just send us that. But they're actually looking into it now to see if they can, I don't know if there's ghostologists. Is that the correct word? Probably not. Not even close, I'm sure. But they're looking into it to see if they can kind of tell what it is. If there's some shadows coming off of something or whether or not it is actual a ghost. But just check it out. Keyword ghost, 248-398-9279. And we were taking your ghost stories, but then Bob called with a very, very interesting story about Gettysburg.
Yeah, you're talking about the ghosts at Gettysburg?
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Come on. What? You mean in the video or like for real?
In real life, plus heard cannons. We were down there and we signed up for a tour to go onto the Gettysburg battlefield. And yeah.
So... Hold on real quick. So when you say you heard cannons, like an echoey sound, how would you describe it?
Like thunder without the storm.
Wow. And how did the people when you were there, were you the only person who heard it? Were other people hearing it?
No, they were doing a ghost hunting thing, and there was like five of us in the group, and we all just kind of froze and looked at each other, and we pretty much ended the tour right there.
That's okay. Enough.
Now, Bob, you know people listening are going, okay, this was staged. They put these sounds out there because they knew you were out there for a ghost hunting thing. Is there any way, any truth to that or any way that could even be possible?
It's 100% pure factual. Yes, true. All the way.
Wow. You hear it in his voice, too. Bob, we can hear it in your voice, man. You're nervous even talking about this.
Yeah, well, and years ago, I was working for the gas company, and we had to go into the tunnels down in Eloise to turn the gas off.
Yeah.
And the heavy doors were slamming behind us. The lights came on. There was no power in the building. Lights came on. And we left, and nobody would go into the basement. We had to turn the gas off a different way. We wouldn't even go in the basement there either.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down River!
East side.
West side. Let's go down River!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenauer.
Hey, thanks, Kenny Calvert, for that open. And a little bit different, though. Ryan's hosting the game today. Big Jim is out today. We got our players on the phone. Now, who's going to win?
Westside.
All right, now we're playing for $25 to Buddy's Pizza. We got three trivia questions. Make sure, Jesse, you yell out Downriver, Tracy Eastside, and Aaron Westside. Since Jim's not here, Angie's going to be the judge. And let's get to the questions. Number one, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. On this day in 1968... Hey Jude hit number one.
West.
Aaron, what do you got?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, there it is. The number one in the U.S. by what band? And that would be the Beatles. All right, so we got West Side with one. Question number two. Today is National Drink Beer Day. What is the legal drinking age in Michigan?
Down West.
Downriver. Jesse, what do you got?
21,
there it is. All right. Close one there. Close one, Tracy. All right. Number three. The Lions kicked a last-second field goal yesterday to beat this team from Arizona.
Downriver.
Jesse for the win.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Jesse, Downriver continues the domination. Hey, Tracy and Aaron, you guys, thanks for playing. We'll play again tomorrow at 8:50. And thank you guys for playing.
All right. Way to go.
All right. Hey, Jesse, you got that $25 gift card to Buddy's Pizza.
Big Jim's house.
Good morning. Welcome into Big Jim's house. I'm Ryan. Taking over for Big Jim today. He is out, so it's just me and Angie in the house. We're having a lot of fun this morning, but I wanted to get to one of the clips we talked about last week, and that was the guy who jumped the Fort Street Bridge. Now, if you've never seen this bridge, just text us the keyword jump to 248-398-9279, and you can see it's a hell of a bridge, man. And to jump it, it definitely takes some courage. Now, he did get arrested. He blew out all four tires, so that's never good. But it got us talking about, did you ever jump a car? Your jumping car stories. I mentioned a railroad tracks on Buno Road in Wixom, where I grew up, and we used to jump that thing all of the time in high school, and they flattened it out, and we couldn't jump it anymore. But then we took some of your guys' calls, and what is it, Bo? Bo remembers jumping the same exact train tracks that I jumped in high school.
Hey, man, I used to jump those tracks that Ryan did. I went to Wild Lake Western in the early 80s, so I know exactly what he's talking about.
Nice.
So how much air would you catch? Is Ryan making this up, or is it really that crazy?
No, you get about 2.5-3 feet if you hit about 45 to 50 miles an hour.
I tell you, you hit that 45 mark in your Garrett. That was the
mark every time, was if you get to 45, you're going to launch.
It was just like Back to the Future. 80 miles an hour, you'll see some serious...
That's great.
John, you're awesome, man. We appreciate you listening, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
All right, there he goes. Where are we going next? Russ and Wixom, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, hi. I used to live in Troy.
Yeah.
And they got a place over there down by Storm Park called the DeQuinder Dip. And back in the 70s, my buddy had this his dad had this 1974 Monte Carlo. That had a 454 in it.
Yeah.
And we went over the DeQuinder Dip at about 120 miles an hour.
Oh, good Lord.
Ground, and then hit the ground down by the railroad tracks, and he did like $1,200 worth of damage to his dad's suspension. The whole frame of the car hit the ground. And, his dad was not happy. He made him pay for it.
Yeah, you put the low in Monte Carlo. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Russ, that's a great story, dude. Hey, appreciate you sharing that, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Love those stories. Thanks, Bo and John. Now, like I said, you can call or text, tell us your story about car jumping. And if you want to see the video of the guy jumping the Fort Street Bridge, just send us the keyword jump. Same number you use to call. You text 248-398-9279. It's right there. And also, I forgot to mention this. The news report from it is amazing. Channel 4's nighttime news guy is, he's got to win some kind of award because I absolutely love it.
Big Jim's house.
94.7 WCSX, it's Big Jim's house. I'm Ryan sitting in for Big Jim. He is out today. We will get the whole crew back. And thanks for everybody listening today, joining in on the conversation. Battle of the Burbs, what a fun game that was. Downriver, man, they took another one. But I want to remind you, it's always easy to catch up on anything you missed from inside Big Jim's house. All you got to do is send us the keyword Jim to 248-398-9279. That'll take you right to our Jim Bits podcast. It's all of the best moments from each day in the show pulled together for one simple to listen to podcast. Also, up on the house page, you can see all the stories that we talked today, including the Gettysburg Ghost with Bob's wild call where he said he was at Gettysburg and he saw him. Also, the pooper, pulled over pooper, the lady who tried to get out of a ticket by saying that she had to go number two and it quite didn't work out the way she wanted it to. She had a bunch of warrants and she went to jail. Once again, you can always stay in touch with us by just sending us the keyword Jim to catch up on anything you missed from the show. Also, Facebook and Instagram, Big Jim's House WCSX. You can catch it all.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light.
All right, it's Big Jim's house. I'm Ryan sitting in for Big Jim. He is out today. Thank you guys for joining in on the conversations. What a fun time it was. Everything, once again, you can catch up with it all right at WCSX.com or just send us the keyword house, 248-398-9279. You can catch up on all the content, anything you missed from today in the show. Battle of the Burbs, man, Downriver controlled it once again today. We'll be back at 8:50 with that. Obviously, reeling in the year 6:45, your chance to win a very cool prize from the Rolling Stones. Hope everybody has a great Monday, and we will see you tomorrow morning inside Big Jim's house on CSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.